Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
A number on the guy. Andrew Filippone works at 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh.
I already texted him.
Okay, thank you. He grabbed the tweet that we've mentioned a couple of times earlier today from Bryant McFadden, former Steeler. For those of you just joining us, let's back up and pass that one along so that you can go on the arc of the day. Bryant McFadden tweets at about 1 o'clock today, 1:30. Oh, Omar is working. That's the front office. The Steelers are very close to landing a significant playmaker. Hashtag, here we go, hashtag, stay tuned. Okay. It's from a former Steeler who's in the Steelers media now. Our crack staff here at 95.7 The Game went into go mode and both talked to Pittsburgh sources and San Francisco sources. The Pittsburgh folks are saying it's a wide receiver and they're trying to go after one of your guys. Our sources, league sources here have told 95.7 The Game from the Niners side, ain't nothing happening. Okay. All right. So you take all that for what it's worth. Now, next step. Filippone is burning up the lines, which means he should answer Lucas because I know the dude's on his phone right now. Andrew starts out by saying, everything I'm hearing, it is a wide receiver. Carry on. Next tweet. Based on what I heard the 49ers want back for Deebo Samuel on Friday, things would have to change dramatically for that deal to happen. Next tweet. I don't think it's Cortland Sutton. Next tweet. If the Steelers trade for Justin Jefferson, I'll get a full back tattoo of Steely McBeam. Next tweet. There's some movement on the Steelers 49ers trade front.
Whoa.
I don't think it's a done deal, but there's give and take. Next tweet. Don't rule out Brandon Ayuk.
Man.
Next tweet. It's not Tyler Boyd. End Twitter.
End of tweets. At the Pony Express. P-O-N-I Express is his handle. If you want to follow along with Andrew Filippone.
And this is up to about a half hour ago.
Right.
So we're having our conversation.
Right.
And we're just like bebopping through life.
Debunking it.
Niners kept Debo. Niners kept Brandon.
Exactly.
Whatever. We're doing our thing. They think they've got their own sources and they think something's up.
Right.
Not Tyler Boyd. Not Cortland Sutton. Probably not going to be Debo. Might be Brandon, and there is movement. I mean, I do think we should keep one thing in mind. I very much still subscribe to what I said last week. which is that if it didn't happen before the draft, it wasn't going to happen. And I'm going to stand on that.
Right.
But by the same token, we've all popped out of the draft because we live in the moment and we go, woo, we're keeping Brandon. Well, there's this little thing about a contract that still very much needs to happen.
And the whole thing about the trade deadline, which I don't believe is until Halloween.
Not traditionally, even soon.
The league year has started, so you can make any trade you want right now. And Brandon, by the way, he's under contract for the upcoming season.
Yes, he is. $14.1 million, final year of his deal. 49ers can force him to play on the option. They've also got a franchise tag in the back pocket. Lots of leverage, big-time money. There's a lot going on there for sure. All right. We'll take some calls on this. How would you feel now if one of these guys still left town, even after the draft? Also this. Hey, parents, we know that summer is just around the corner. I'm dealing with this every night, literally. You need a spreadsheet. Okay, which week?
Oh, I've been there, bro.
When are we doing? Which camp? When are we going to get away to Tahoe? What's happening? Can I afford any of this? Well, we can help you with that right now. It's time to keep the kids busy, and La Garza Summer Camp has got you covered. It's phenomenal. My son went last year. It was great. You can score big with their sports camps. You can get creative in the STEAM lab to cook up some fun in the kitchen. Ultimate recipe for summer fun for every kid. All kinds of sports, all kinds of non-sports. Different themes for their camp every single week. So do not let boredom set in. Register now at LaGarzaSports.org and use the code THEGAME, one word now, no space, THEGAME, for $50 off today. So if you use the code THEGAME, you get $50 off by registering today, LaGarzaSports.org. But also this, call in right now, caller 5, contest line please, contest line please, which is 415-523-4652. 415-523-4652. One more time. 415-523-4652. Caller 5 right now. If you are caller 5, $500 credit to La Garza Sports Camp. Plus, you're qualified for the grand prize, which is an $800 credit. Maybe you could send that kid to camp 2 weeks in a row.
Man.
So good luck. Caller 5 right now, 415-523-4652. If you do not win today, we are going to do this every day, all week long.
Man, that's quite a prize.
Okay.
Quite a prize, especially for parents. And I know that you're right in the mix of it, of trying to figure out the camps and how to get it all happening. It's never easy.
It's absurd.
One year I made the bold move of... I was going to send him to a different camp each week for 8 straight weeks. So I was picking and popping. We had an Alameda camp. We did a gymnastics camp. We did summer escape in Oakland. I was moving and shaking, but boy, was that arduous with all the enrollment and the fees and whatnot.
There's a lot. There's a lot.
Oh,
you'll
yeah.
be clicking submit for the entire
totally.
Month of May. So it's a lot. So we really hope this helps you out. And again, you've got my personal promise and guarantee that La Garza is a really good experience. We have already used it. We will be going again this summer. LaGarzaSports.org. Again, $50 off if you use the code THEGAME today, whether you're a winner today or not. All right. Are you buying this or not? What do you believe right now?
I believe that the Niners won't make that trade, but when you look at Andrew Filippone and a lot of the other Pittsburgh media, it seems like, you know, there's a lot of smoke that's being put in the air. So is it totally out of the question that the Niners could possibly trade Ayuk or Debo? Of course not. It's not totally out of the question. I think it's highly unlikely. And if we're going to entertain this as a possibility, and it feels like that's what we're doing because there's enough reportage on the Pittsburgh side to indicate that maybe this is something that's at least being discussed. He said that there's some movement on the trade front. Well, maybe the compensation mark won't be solely just draft picks. And I look at the Pittsburgh depth.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Chart, and I think about what the Niners possibly would need, and I look at the name for Pittsburgh, Darnell Washington, who is their second tight end. So might you be able to get Darnell Washington, who according to scouts is a tremendous force as a blocker, and comes across as a sixth lineman? If the Niners are going to get help at tight end, for me, the kind of tight end you'd be looking for would be a 6'7", 264-pounder, Darnell Washington, a guy who you could use in two tight end sets as a sixth lineman and be a road grader. So the idea of Aiyuk to Pittsburgh for Washington and a future third, that kind of trade I could see coming to pass.
Ooh.
A player and a pick is what I mean.
I get what you're saying. Let me just say it out loud. I hate that idea. I positively despise that idea.
You don't know Darnell Washington.
Neither do you.
I'm doing the homework.
You're looking at a depth chart and you're telling me.
No,
what I'm doing, Mark, is I'm thinking about a trade that would involve a player and a pick, because right now, to trade, let's just say hypothetically that they are in talks with Pittsburgh about trading Brandon Aiyuk. I would rather have the Niners get a player and a pick as opposed to two picks in the next draft.
That I understand, but I am not willing. I am like fully not willing to blow up the receiving core like that, especially if I'm getting a, as you suggest, I know that this is just like throwing stuff out there, but
I'm not
getting a blocking tight end back. Like, I'm going to need to be able to figure out how we're going to do some things as wide receivers. Like, I would rather look at a name, and I know that, again, this is just throwing stuff out there, but
you
want to know who was ticked off on the sideline almost every week last year? Furious on the sideline was George Pickens. He was absolutely furious. Now, he came a year later than Brandon Aiyuk, okay? So he right now is signed already for 2024 and 2025. Want to know what he makes? Not a lot. Four-year deal, $6.7 million total. That's the deal that he's on, and it's got 2 years left. But, like, Mike Tomlin had to pull him aside and do a meditation with him every quarter. Now, you may say, why the hell would we want to deal with that? This guy wants the rock, and the rock, it's hard to pass it around here in San Francisco. The point I'm getting at is, if you're going to do the kind of deal that you're talking about, if you're going to do pick and a player, I want that player to be a wide receiver. I want a wide receiver who I know can play in the NFL. And Pickens had some unbelievable games when Mason Rudolph came in and they finally started slinging the ball around a little bit.
63 catches, 1,140 yards, without a quarterback for the most part.
He was the only player in the league last year who had a higher, check my facts, higher yards per catch average than Brandon Ayuk.
18.1.
There you go.
So I guess the question is, why would Pittsburgh want to?
Because they hate him. He's disgruntled. I don't know if they hate him. He's a pain in the rear.
Yeah.
Pain in the rear.
They have Van Jefferson, who they picked up.
He's a talented pain in the rear.
Right.
But they moved on from Deontay Johnson.
They did.
He went to Carolina.
They drafted Roman Wilson in the third round.
Okay.
So it's a receiver room that could use another addition.
It needs more, so I don't think they're going to want to subtract from it. I'm just telling you, in my world, this is why I didn't want to give up Ayuk or Debo. I think the 49ers are worse if they do that, even if you do get a receiver in return. But if you're going to save a bajillion dollars and it helps keep people together, I get it.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that we've come back here today and we're still talking Brandon Ayuk. But by the same token, it sort of does make sense. If you look at the arc of the way that this has gone. It was, remember, all week long last week, Brandon. Are they trading Brandon? Are they trading Brandon? Then it wasn't until Friday that all of a sudden it was like, oh, is it Debo? Maybe it's Debo. And then in the final analysis, it was, well, Debo's probably going to move on, but not till next year. That's where we're sitting. We don't know that. We don't know that at all. And the 49ers may have not gotten the value that they wanted going into the draft, and they may still be sitting here today going, great, we kept him. The finances still don't work. We're still not signing you to that extension, Brandon. We don't want to do $26 million a year. And the Niners may say, and we're not gonna.
Right, right.
So,
if that's the case, and if that's been made painfully clear, then you're going to be heading for a very uncomfortable summer as Brandon Ayuk continues to try to get the deal that he wants. And you know, the better time to make a trade, rip the Band-Aid off, would be now as opposed to letting this thing drag on into the summer, unless, and I think Baldy might have made reference to this this morning with the guys, if there is an injury, if somebody on another team loses their season due to a big injury, if a receiver, you know, has an Achilles or a knee in OTAs or just individual workouts, then that team becomes more motivated then. But that's not really how you want to go about dealing with your personnel if you are, in fact, thinking about moving off of Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not over. They're not out of the woods yet, is how I would phrase it. I wish they were. They navigated one hell of a tricky river, and they got across it, but they're not out of the woods yet. This could still go a couple of different ways, because the 49ers, by the way, they do drive a hard bargain too. And you look at the way these things have gone, and I know that they've kept their own. When they deserve a contract, they've paid them. They did it with Debo. They did it with Nick Bosa, and Nick Bosa, I think, kind of took him behind the woodshed a little bit and got them to pay him what he wanted to be paid. And But Brandon doesn't have that leverage. He does not have Nick Bosa leverage. And so I do wonder, I still think that this is a little bit up in the air with regard to how the 49ers are going to play this contractual conversation with Brandon Ayuk. And if it really gets sideways, like, again, follow the breadcrumbs. What if Brandon wanted to be traded going into the draft? What if he's like, look, we are so far apart, send me to Pittsburgh. And then it didn't happen. And Brandon's agent got on the phone with John Lynch and was like, what happened? We're miles apart on a contract. Why have you kept him? Well, you know, we're still hoping that this, that, the other. Maybe that relationship, I can't speak to
where
that sits. So maybe there was an after the draft conversation that sort of reignites things. Again, our sources say there's nothing to see here. But that doesn't mean that, you know, they can always hide behind, and then it changed.
Of course.
You know, which is what Adam Schefter said today on Pat McAfee.
And the the time that's going to be spent between now and week one in the NFL, there's a lot that still can go on. He can be traded. He can be signed. He could be neither traded nor signed. And then we get into a little bit of a standoff. And Brandon Ayuk can decide come July or August if he wants to play on his rookie deal or not, if he's unsigned. There's still a lot that can happen either way. Between now and him being signed to an extension and starting week one, or he gets traded to Pittsburgh in the next 4 minutes. I mean, who knows how this is going to go?
We are closely following ridiculous Steelers Twitter, and there have been no new tweets since we last brought that up.
Okay.
But again, like, you know, I know we always like to act like we're the smart ones and the other side is the dumb ones. Like, I know Andrew a little bit. Give me a little thing. Anyway, I know Andrew a little bit.
Whoop.
Andrew's no dummy. He's talking to people. Those people are in the know. And I'm sure the Steelers are trying. Hell, just even going through the receiver room, like you said, I get it now. I'm like, oh God, they do need a receiver. Who the hell are they? Who's catching? Like Pickens?
Well, Pickens is their one.
He's good, right?
Right, but he's not a one.
I think he's definitely got one talent. He's definitely the most talented receiver.
They just got Van Jefferson.
Yeah, but it's hard to operate sometimes that way when your two leaves. Like the defense is pointed totally at you. So anyway, go ahead.
Denzel Mims.
Oh, Denzel Mims. Yeah, he's kind of a disappointment.
Quez Watkins.
Okay, he's a serviceable receiver.
And then, you know, Deuce Watts, Dez Fitzpatrick, Keelan Harris.
No wonder they want a receiver.
Roman Wilson in the third round. But again, as you've talked about, hard to get rookies to hit the ground running right away.
And think about the mentality of the Pittsburgh Steelers, too. They go to the playoffs every year, but they get there and you look at them and go, how the hell did you get here?
Right.
You don't have a quarterback.
Russell Wilson.
They have, but see, that's my point. The Steelers are in a little bit of a desperate spot. They don't have Russ for long. They don't know if Justin Fields is going to develop or not. They're rebooting their quarterback plan. It's a team that's always been built on defense. Go ahead and take a look around your division. Oh, my God. Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow,
right,
and whatever you think of Deshaun Watson and an up-and-coming Browns team that did even better on defense last year than you did. So add all that together, and I bet the Steelers are like, you know what would be good this year? I have an idea. Let's play offense, too, and maybe we could compete in this division. Urgency leads to action. I get it. The Steelers need another weapon. They got a good tight end.
Right.
They've got a Jalen Warren still there, right? They
yep.
got Najee Harris
and Jalen Warren.
Got a 1-2 punch out of the yep. backfield. I think they picked some people up in the backfield too.
Cordarrelle Patterson. Yep.
So they are focused on offensive weaponry. And I think they feel they're one receiver away.
They probably are. And that's a division where you're going to have to be able to score 30 on the regular because Baltimore can light you up. Cincinnati, when Burrow is healthy, they're a very dangerous offense, and Cleveland's kind of a mixed bag, yet they had a great year last year with Joe Flacco, so you can't necessarily discount Cleveland and what they do. They got a terrific tight end, and so that's a division that, as much as it's black and blue, you got to be able to have the potential to put up 30.
And, by the way, that's just your division. Save your conference for crying out loud where Mahomes and Allen and Tua and Herbert and now C.J. Stroud – and all these people, like, good God, the AFC.
Tough.
Whew. Thank goodness the Niners are in the NFC, where we're like, ooh, Dak.
Just the way you
My
said
God.
That was hilarious.
My God, the AFC is absurd.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Trek all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.